Today's Shir Masechta Avodah Daf Samach Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Ches Amid Beis. The last words in Amid Ibailhu, they asked the following question. Nafal L'goy Chala, if a achbar fell into vinegar, Mai, what is the halacha regarding that vinegar? Do we say that nice time of gam? The vinegar, the achbar certainly gives a bad taste to the vinegar, and since it gives a bad taste to the vinegar, it should be mutter, as we've been learning, that's Talmud Gam is mutter. Or do we say that the vinegar has a very strong taste, and since the vinegar has a very strong taste, it masks the taste of the achbar, and therefore, it's not considered that it's nice and tam la begam. And on the contrary, it could be because the vinegar is such a sharp taste, and maybe it has the ability to make the achbar taste good. Amalei Rav Hillel Rav Ashi. So Rav Hillel says to Rav Ashi, have uvda bei Rav Kahana. There was such an episode that happened in the home of Kahana where the achbar fell into vinegar. Vasa Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said that the vinegar is asur. It's not considered a circumstance of nice tam l'gam. Amalei, so Rav Ashi said to Rav Huna, that story cannot really serve as a raya to what we're discussing, because in that situation there was a whole different consideration. Hahu emarti emartit. The achbar disintegrated, and there were small pieces of the achbar left in the vinegar. And the reason, therefore, Rav Kahana said that you may not drink from that vinegar is because you have literally pieces of the achbar there. And when you have pieces of the achbar, that will make it usur. And as the Rishonim explains, that even though you don't have here a kezayis of a sheretz, it doesn't make a difference, because when we speak about the shear of what makes a sheretz usur, the sheretz is not usur, it's usur even when it's as small as a kadasha. And therefore, since it has such a small shear, since it had that shear, that's why we have an issue. Another pshat that I saw that some Rishonim want to suggest is that, interestingly enough, what makes the achbar give a tam pogum is the hair that's on the achbar. The sar that's on the achbar. But what happened over here was that the sar on the achbar had disintegrated because of the vinegar. And since the sar on the achbar had disintegrated, that's why it's not considered nice time of gum. So Tysus asks a question. He says, in the production of honey from bees, Tysus asked the Remasco, Hamru Amruti, says Tysus that what happens is that the way honey is produced is that the bee sucks up the honey from different flowers, and then it puts it into the honeycomb, and then the bee is left in the honey and the bee are left in the honeycombs. And the question is that sometimes you have pieces of the legs of the bee left in the honeycomb. And the question is, Al-Gemara just said that whenever you have something left over mamoshes from the Isser, we have to be machmer. So one Tysus gives is that the legs of the bees are not any more than bones, and bones are not considered like the flesh of something that's Isser. In other words, what he says is, when we're speaking about the sheretz in our Gemara, so we have pieces of the actual sheretz left in the vinegar. And since we have pieces of the actual sheretz left in the vinegar, that's when we have a consideration. However, when we have legs, legs are not the same as pieces of the sheretz. And since legs are not the same, that's why it's not the same as our Gemara. But the Rosh in Masech the Brachos quotes a very famous Rabbeinu Yoinah. The Rabbeinu Yoinah says that honey has a very unique characteristic, and that whatever falls into honey becomes honey. And therefore, since it becomes honey, that's why over here it's not a concern anymore. The legs of the bee become like honey. So Rashi explains that what is the definition of Murti and Martit? Rashi says the definition of Murti and Martit is that you still have little pieces. And as we explained, Rashi's consideration is that the halacha is that even the size of an adasha, of a sheretz, is considered a sheretz. So when you have these small pieces left of the sheretz, that's why you have a problem. So Chassam Sofer asks the question, why is a sheretz unique? Yes, we only have, yes, the sheretz has a din that even a kadasha of a sheretz gives off tumah, but as the Chassam Sofer, we know that chotzi shir is also b'chol ha'tara kula. So by every iser, even if you don't have the whole shir, it should be asur. So he says that the even when we say chotzi shir, it still has to have some significant size. To say something which is minuscule and say it's also because of chotzi shir, says the Chassam Sofer, is not what chotzi shir means. And therefore, over here, what is a special halacha of kadasha, that a sheretz gives off tumah even when it's as small as a kadasha. That's why we could understand what the Gemara says, that imrutet, even if we have very, very small pieces. But we don't have such very small pieces, there we don't say, that when the shear is not a kadasha, we don't say imrutet. Which is, of course, a question in all halacha, when something is very small and not visible, what would be the halacha as far as the halacha is concerned? And most poskim are of the concern of the pid that lainat na taira lamlach hasharis. The taira wasn't given to mlach hasharis, and since the taira wasn't given to mlach hasharis, if it's not visible, it doesn't really count as far as hilchas Tuloima concerned. Says the Gemara, Ravina Sovel Shurei, the Gemara goes back to our discussion where we had an achbar that fell into chaimitz, and says the Gemara, Ravina Sovel Shurei b'mei v'chad. Ravina wanted to say that the way we determine the shear is by a ratio of 100 to 1. That if the vinegar is more than the achbar at a ratio of 100 to 1, then we don't have, then it's fine. Amar, because he said, Legar Matruma, as we've learned previously, that the shear of Truma, when is Truma bottle, when we have a ratio of 101, the Tanan, the Mishnah Masech, the Truma's Paragdala, Mishnah Zion teaches us, Ha Truma Oyla Becha Vameya, Truma becomes bottle at a ratio of 100 to 1. Ammalei Rav Tachlifa Bagiza Lervina, Dilma Ketalvin Shel Truma, maybe the way to look at this is like the spice of Truma that fell into a pot of chulin, the lebatel tamayu. The halacha is that milsa David l'tama is not bottle until it's so significant that you can't taste the tam. So that's the case. Maybe over here, that just like it doesn't become bottle, here too it should not become bottle. Says the Gemara of Acha. Rav Acha, when he had such a case that the achbar fell into challah, b'chamshin. He said if there's 50 times vinegar versus the achbar, that is the amount that you won't taste the achbar here. And he says that usually you need shishim. We know that the shear of Nois Tam is always shishim. But the way the Rishonim explain Rav Achi's thinking is that since vinegar has a very sharp and distinct taste, chamishim, 50 to 1 is enough of a ratio to make a bottle. Vilchus Rav Shmuel Bar Eder, Rav Ika Shir, B'Shikra, B'Shitin, he said that the Shir B'Chol HaTorah Kula is 60 to 1, and here too, the Shir should be 60 to 1. Vilchus and Daloch is, Idi V'Idi, in all situations, the Shir is Shitin. Whenever we speak about Nois and Tam, the Shir is always a ratio of 60 to 1. The Ken Kolos Surin Shabbatayra, and says the Gemara that that's the Shir B'Chol HaTorah Kula, that the shear is always 60 to 1, except as we discussed previously, chametz. Chametz becomes bottle, doesn't become bottle, even b'shishim. The Gemara Masech Techulin discusses, now that we learned this famous and fundamental halacha, that the shear bittel is always, the shear of Noisatam is always 60 to 1, what does that mean? For example, if we have a spoon, we have a fleshige spoon that we use to stir a milchige pat. The question is, how do we look at that spoon? Do we look at the spoon as one piece of iser, or do we look at the spoon only what is nivla, only the amount that's absorbed in the spoon? That's how we figure 60, or not? Or do we look at the entire spoon? So the most Rishonim of the picture of the opinion that we look at the entire spoon. The Ravid, however, says it depends if it's something that can be kashered. If it's something that can be kashered, then we only measure what is the ratio versus the blia. Versus something that can't be kashered, then we look at the entire object that fell in that has a blia as if it's osur. Says the Mishnah, if a nachri is transporting wine to get wine, kosher wine, together with the Yisrael. If it's a situation where we could be confident that the Nachri is going to be scared to touch the wine, he doesn't realize that the Yisrael is not with him anymore, then mutter. Because the guy is concerned that if he touches the wine, and that the Jew may show up at any moment and be upset when he was told that he touched the wine when he wasn't was supposed to touch the wine. The other Rishonim, the Mukhi Yosef, add another consideration. The Mukhi Yosef adds a consideration that we're speaking about a situation where the Nachri knows that if he's caught touching the wine, the Jew could sue him. And since the Jew could sue him, that's why he's scared to touch the wine. When we learn this Gemara, that when the Nachri is scared to touch the wine, that's the reason not to make the wine, that's the reason why to keep the wine mutter. There's a very big machlokes rishonim, what type of barrel are we speaking about? The Ritva says that the Mishnah seems to not differentiate between if the barrel is open or closed, and therefore it seems that the Mishnah is speaking about a case where the barrel is even open, but the Nachri, as we just learned, is scared to touch the contents of the barrel. And since the Nachri is scared to touch the contents of the barrel, that's why we could be lenient. The Ravid, however, says that in certain circumstances where the Nachri is maybe scared to touch, we won't differentiate between open and closed. But the Ravid says, here where the Nachri is standing right next to the barrel, and it just takes a very slight moment to touch what's inside the barrel, so the Ravid says that we have to be machmer. However, the Ravid does indicate that there's a difference if the barrel is full all the way to the top, or if the barrel is not full all the way to the top. He says, when the barrel is filled all the way to the top, that's when the halacha is, we have to be concerned that the Nachri will quickly touch it and we'll never know the difference. But when the barrel is not all the way filled to the top, so there's more reason that the Nachri will not touch. It's more of an action, and that's why it's chayiv. So we have here a big machlokes rishonim. Again, the opinion of the Ri and the Rosh is that even if the barrels are open, the halacha that we learned in the Mishnah is the same halacha. The Ravid, holds it has to be a sealed barrel unless the barrel is not filled to the top. The Ramban just says as follows. The Ramban is sort of at a compromised position. The Ramban's opinion is it depends. It has to be sealed, says the Ramban. But says the Ramban, to be considered sealed, normally, as we learned and we're going to learn, sealed has a very serious connotation. It has to be sealed properly. Here, in order that it should be mutter, it has to be sealed, but it doesn't have to be sealed in a very significant way. If it just has a minimum closure, that will be enough. Haydiya shumaflik. But continues the Mishnah, if the Jew notified the Nachri that he's going far away, and what does far away mean? That the Nachri can make a hole in this barrel, and then the Yistim and close up the hole for Yigayv, and they used to seal things with lime, with cement. If he could do that in the amount of time that the Jew won't be here, then the wine is usur. Shimon Gamaliel says that is not something to be concerned about. He says the shear is kadesh yiftach as a chavis. It has to be enough time that it could completely take off the lid of this barrel, the yigayf, and make a new lid, the tigayf, and that new lid should be then dried and not noticeable that it was removed and replaced. And the way to understand the machlokes of Tanakam or Shimon Gamaliel, Tanakama holds that if the Nachri could make a hole and cover it and seal it and dry, it's enough. The Shimon Gamaliel says if there's just going to be a hole in the lid of the barrel, and even if it dries up, when the Yisrael comes back, it's going to be noticeable that there was a hole here. That there's a hole here. Only in a case where it is a whole new tap, and you can't tell that the entire tap was replaced, that's where we could be makel. The Rashba says that this heter that we're learning in the Mishnah only applies if there was just one Nachri. He says if there were more than one Nachri, then the halacha becomes much stricter. And the Rashba explains, because when you have two Nachrim, one might tamper with the wine while the other one stands guard. And therefore, we have to be more machmer. The Ramban differentiates between the case that we're learning of the Nachri transporting the wine and the case of a Nachri in a store. He says, if somebody leaves a Nachri alone in one store, then we could be even more lenient. He says, the case of transporting the wine, we have to be more machmer than the case of leaving it in the store. He says, when somebody is transporting wine, as we said earlier, it takes just one split second to put your hand into the wine. And since your hand can be put in the wine very quickly, we have to be machmer. In the store, where he has to do more of an activity and plan it, that's where we could be more makel. As the Shach has said many times in Amasechta, in different situations, that since we live in a time when Nachrim don't do Nesach for Avodah Zarah with the wine, when Nachrim, as we've learned from the beginning of Masechta, are not that religious altogether, says the Shach, we could be lenient that even if the Nachri was left with the wine alone, the wine may be osur b'achila, but it's not osur b'hanah. There's a chumrah that some people have that not only if wine is touched or the different situations that we've been learning in the Masechta, does the wine become osur? Those are pi kabbalah that are machmer if the Nachri sees the wine. Says the Chibina Rav and the Shas Tshuva Stoivim Misharim that this chumrah only applies if the Nachri was seen, if the wine itself was seen by the Nachri. But if the Nachri only saw the container, then it's not considered, and there's wine in the container, then it's not considered as if the Nachri saw the wine. I did see that there are those that want to differentiate between wine that's in a clear bottle and a clear glass bottle where you could see the actual wine versus the wine in a bottle that's colored, that there you obviously can't see the actual wine, that there certainly you could be more lenient. Says the Mishnah further, Hamnech Yen Bekroin, if somebody leaves his wine in a wagon, or besfina, or in a boat with a Nachri, for Halachloi Bekafandria, and the Nachri, and the Jew went with a shortcut, Nichlas to Medina, and he went into the city, for Rochatz, and he went to the bathhouse, the wine is mutter. Because the Nachri has no way of knowing how long this Jew will not be here. And since the Jew could show up, as far as the Nachri is concerned, the Jew could show up at any minute. So therefore, the halach is the wine is mutter. However, continues the Mishnah, therefore, if the Yisrael notified the Nachri Shu Maflig that he's going for a distance, then the shear is, what is the shear that the wine becomes osur? The Tanakhama again repeats his opinion. And Rav Shimon Gamliel again repeats his opinion. Next case. If somebody leaves a Nachri in a store, even though the Yisrael keeps on going in and out of the store, the mutter, the wine is mutter. However, because the Nachri again doesn't know that the Yisrael may show up any moment. If the Nachri is told that he's going all the way to the store, then the Shir is b'chdei shiyistayim v'yigayv. Rav Shimon Gamliel, again, the Tanakhama Shimon Gamliel, Gemara is going to question why we have to have all these different cases to teach us the same halacha. Shimon Gamliel, atchiyirtav asachavis v'yigayv v'tivay. The Ran says that if somebody leaves an Avik Chachavim in a store, there, even though the Mishnah said that the Jew, the reason the Nachri is scared to do anything is because the Jew could come derech a klaxon, he could come in a way that the Nachri won't anticipate he's coming that way. But in the store, we could be more lenient. And in a store, since the Nachri knows that the store is an open public place, even if there's no derech achlachson through which he come, still the Mishnah is going to be lenient under those situations. The Beis Yosef says that even though the Ran is saying that by a store, you don't have to have that it could come derech a klaxon, that it could come in a way that's not anticipated, it still has to be that he could come suddenly. And as long as he could come suddenly, that creates a mirsus for the Nachri. That creates that the Nachri is scared to touch the wine, and that's why it's mutter. Says the Mishnah, Ha'yoichle Mayal Shulchan, if the Nachri and the Yisrael were sitting on the same same table. V'niach l'ginam al shulchan, and there are flasks of wine on the table, and there's lagan al dufkulhi, and they had like a buffet on the side where they also had wine. V'niachai, and Yisrael left the Nachri alone, v'yotza, and he walked out. Says the Mishnah, mash al shulchan, any wine that's on the table is asur. The Nachri feels comfortable in touching that wine. Because Nachri says, this Jew invited me to participate in a meal, and he put food and wine on the table, all that I may eat from. But, says the Mishnah, Shal Adolfki, the wine that's on that buffet, which wasn't put on the table, so Nachri understands that that wine wasn't meant to be eaten, and therefore, since the wine wasn't meant for him, he's scared to touch it. But if the Yisrael invited the Nachri and told the Nachri, have a mezek v'shoisa, all the wine that's here is available for you to drink and enjoy, so then the halacha will be that af shel al dufki asur, then even the wine that's on the dufki is asur. This the way the Rishonim learn pshat in our Mishnah. The Yerushalmi seems to have a different pshat in this halacha. The Yerushalmi seems to learn that the pshat in this halacha is based in how close or far is the wine to what he's touching. If the wine that is near what he's touching, that if the wine is within easy reach for the nakri, since the wine is in easy reach for the nakri, that's why we have to be machmer. When the wine is not within easy reach for the nakri, we could be more lenient. But the Rishonim already say that our Gemara doesn't seem to be following such a distinction. Chavis Pesuchas Asuris, says the Gemishna, all these discussions are only with open barrels. Stumas Bintaris, but when you have a closed barrel, we have no concern, the barrel is closed. But if it's there, if you left the closed barrel with the nakri, the amount of time, as we keep on learning in our Mishnah, kidei shiyiftach v'yigayv, that it could open up and make a hole and put in a stopper, v'tigayv, and it'll dry, then it's enough that even if it's a closed barrel, to be concerned. Hey chedami, so the Mishnah began with the words, cheskes mishtamer. So the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean, cheskes mishtamer? Says the Gemara Kiritanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Reshei Chamar of Apolov, Turim Taharis. If somebody has workers who are Chamarov, are the people who transport things on a donkey, Palov, the way I sort of Rishonim differentiate, is Chamarov are people who transport things on a donkey, and Palov are people who carry things. And they were carrying something tunim taharis. They're carrying something which is tar. I feel like hefkumen yosemil. Even if the owner of this fruit, of this produce, distanced himself a mil taros of taharis, it remained tar. However, v'mamalam l'chuv ani ba'achreichem. If he says you start traveling, and I'll follow you. Kimishins alma mehem. As soon as they can no longer see him, taros of tameis. And that's what the Mishnah means, says that as long as they're still visible, it's Cheskes Mishtar Merim. But ask the Gemara, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, why the Braisa says that they're carrying these objects? Why are we lenient in the Reisha and Machman the Seifa? Says the Gemara, Amar of Yitzchak, Reisha, B'metachem of Apal V'kach. The people that are transporting these foods are Tahar. And therefore, if they touch it, we're not worried they won't become tamei. So ask the Gemara, Yehachis Seif and Nami. If that's the case, that the people who are transporting the food are tar, so then even in the Sefer, even the halacha should be that the food remains tar. Says the Gemara, that even Amoritz that we took to the mikveh to be careful, he's not makbid, ain't on a makbid al magach averi. He doesn't care if another Amoritz will touch the food. And therefore, since he doesn't care, we have to be concerned that maybe he allowed his friend, the Amoris, to touch the food, and it became tamei. So ask the Gemara if that's the case. So why don't we set out in the ratio that we may have to be concerned that the Amoris let another Amoris touch the food? Answers the Gemara, the ratio is speaking about a case that they went to the mikveh, and he could show up any moment. He warned them, obviously, that they should not let anybody touch it, and they could be caught. Says the Gemara, if that causes that they should be fearful not to touch it, say for Nami. Answers the Gemara, since he told them that I'm distancing myself from you, that causes that they should not be scared because they feel that he's not here. And since he's not here, he's not nearby, they're not going to get caught if they let somebody else quickly touch it. There is a halacha by Yichud, a Bala Be'ir, that if one's husband is in the city, then there's no problem with Yichud when his wife is alone with another man. And the big question that the Pesukim discuss is, what is the definition of Be'ir? What is the definition that they're in the same city? And there's some Pesukim that want to use our Gemara to define what is the definition of Ba'al Be'ir. And they say that Ba'al Be'ir is actually as long as the husband is within a mil. But if the husband is now within a mil, then we can't say, then we don't say anymore to het the Ba'al Be'ir. There are others that take a more lenient approach because they say that the definition of Ba'al Be'ir is as much as mil. because this really opens up a much more fundamental question. Here, the whole fundamental issue is mirsis, that the Nachri is concerned to do something because he may get caught. And that's very much part of the heter of Yichud as well, that there's a mirsis. But the Paiskim discuss, is the mirsis of Yichud the same as the mirsis by Yayin Nesach? If it's the same, so the psak that we just said, that it has to be a mil, would make a lot of sense. But if we say that the mirsis of a woman or a man to do Yichud is a very different type of mirsis, so then the shear would be, then the two shiurim are not the same. Where I saw this question come up is, what's the halacha of Yichud in the elevator? Do we say that there's Yichud in the elevator that's going to open in less than the shear Yichud? The shear Yichud is a couple of minutes. This elevator door is going to open in less than a couple of minutes. Will there be Yichud or not? Again, there is a mirsis, but the question is, when we look at Yichud, is it a question of mirsis, or are there other considerations as well? One of the other things that we've discussed in our sugya is that if the owner could show up at any moment, the Nachri is scared to touch it. And the question is, what would be the halacha if he's not concerned that the adult is going to show up, that will be, but this owner's son, a Jewish boy or girl, will show up. Does the halacha, will that also create a mirsis? So here, it's not a question of namonis. In halacha, we know that a katan doesn't have namonis. And since a katan doesn't have namonis, the fact that a child could show up at any the fact that a child tells us that something happened doesn't really have significant relevance in halacha. But here, it's not an issue of the child telling us something. That the question is, do we or don't we believe the child? Here, the question is creating a mirsis. And can a child create a mirsis? The Sefer Chashukei Chemed discusses the Shaila, and his opinion is that to create a mirsis, even a child that could come and see what's happening creates a mirsis. Continues the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah Menich, Ovechachem B'chanusai, if somebody left a Nachri in his store, Omenich Yad Nebekoyin B'svina. And the Mishnah kept on telling us different examples, and the Mishnah kept on telling us the halacha about how much time is a problem, the machloikus, the Tanakam, Rashim Gamliel. And the Gemara's question is, Tzricha, why do we have to have the same machloikus mentioned in the Mishnah three times? Answers the Gemara, Itanam of Kachavim, if we only had the case where the Nachri is transporting the wine. The Savadama Osvachazali. There, the Nachri is particularly concerned that a Jew might show up at any moment. And therefore, we have that mirsis. Av Bekrein of a Svina, when the Nachri is traveling in a wagon or a boat, Ema, the Mafgalele Svinasei, he says, the Nachri says, I'm in control of this wagon, I'm in control of this boat, and I could take it to a place where nobody will see what I'm doing, V'ovid Madabai, and I could do whatever I want there. V'itar B'kroin B'svina, when we're traveling on the road, we're traveling in the water, so there are many different directions from which the owner, the Jewish owner, could show up. V'kai agudai, or he could be standing, he's going to travel in a different direction, or v'kai agudai, who is standing on the beach, v'chazali. Avav k'cham v'chanusai, but when he's standing in his shop, Ema, Achalei Lebava, he'll say, I'll just close the door, Vavad Kol Dabai, and I could do whatever I want. Kamash Malon, that in all these cases, and the way the Rosh Hashanah explained, it turns out that the last case of the Mishnah is the biggest Chiddush, and we have to say, Loizu Afsu. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba B'chanam Rabbi Yochanan, Machloikus B'shal Sid. The Machloikus, as we described when we learned the Mishnah, about how much time does the Nachri have that he should or shouldn't be concerned about getting caught. Tanakhama says the amount of time that he can make a hole and then plug it up. And Rashi Gamaliel says that's not enough. He has to have enough time to take off the entire lid of the barrel and replace it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba b'Bechara Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Machloikus b'Shel Sid. The Machloikus is in a case where the cover was made out of Sid and the plug is made out of Sid. Avo b'Shetit, in the case where the lid is made out of Tit and the Sid is a different color. So of course, the Nochri is not going to rely on that because that's something that's going to be a giveaway. Therefore, in such a case, it's only the shear, everybody will agree with Rav Shimon Gamliel, is the amount of time to take off the entire lid and replace it. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Braisa says, in discussing the Smachloikis of Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, says the Braisa, of Rav Shimon Gamliel Chachamim, v'loi stumai nicker. When you open up and you put in a plug, it's noticeable, bay milmala, bay milmata. It doesn't make a difference on the top or on the bottom. Says the Gemara, yeah, b'shalom b'tit machloikis, if we'll say the machloikis by tit, haninik tani, we understand Rav Shimon Gamliel says, stuma nika bay milmala, bay milmata. Because you could tell with tit the difference between that plug, that patched up hole, and the rest of the lid. Because on the bottom, you can't make it perfectly smooth with the top. And mamala, you can make sure that the patch is smooth with the rest of the top. And why would Rav Shimon Gamliel not be concerned? Halo yidi, you'll never be caught. Answers the Gemara. The way to understand is Rav Shimon Gamliel hu lo yadim lekam rabbanan. Rav Shimon himself was not, Rav Shimon Gamliel wasn't exactly certain what is the opinion of the rabbanan. Vakamli, ibishal tit kamrisa, if you're saying it by tit, stuma nikar, you'll be able to tell by mamal b'mata. Vibishal sid kamrita, and if you tell me that the plug is made out of sid, so he says yes, the mamal, ne de mamal lo yidia, on the top, you won't be able to tell that it's just a patch. But on the bottom, says the Gemara Medi Yadi, you'll be able to tell. And therefore, since on the bottom, you'll be able to tell, that's why it should not be fine. And that's why the Nochri won't rely on that. How did Rabbanan defend their opinion? Rabbanan, Kim the Malu La Yadiya, Rabbanan's opinion is that since it could be done on tap in a way that it's not noticeable, Lo Masagadai to the offer for Chazilei. Yes, when somebody's suspicious, he may turn it over and start looking. But if the tap looks perfectly fine, he has no reason to turn it over and to look. Why? There's nothing to be suspicious about. Inami zimna d'cholim. Sometimes he'll be able to make it that even on the bottom, on the inside part, it's smooth, and therefore the Nochri will not be scared to touch it under those circumstances. Amarav alokrav shim gamliel. Says the Gemara, the Lachta of Shimon Gamliel, Hoyav Tanan Stamakavasei, that there is a Stam Mishnah that backs up that opinion. The Tanan, Hayoichal al Shulchan Imoy, we learned in our Mishnah that if the Nochri and Yisrael are eating on the same table, V'niach Lagan al Shulchan, V'lagan al Dufki, and there's wine on the table, there's wine on the buffet, V'yotzop, V'niach, and Yisrael leaves the room, V'yotzop, leaving the room, mashal shulchan asur, all the wine that's on the table is asur, because we have to be concerned that the Nochri feels comfortable in touching that wine. However, mashal dufki, what's on the buffet is mutter. However, Mishnah said, Vim Omer, if the Yisrael left instructions with the Nochri, having mazav v'shaisa, you could take as much wine as you want, then the halach is afal dufki asur. It says the Mishnah, when this was the instruction from the Yisrael to the Nochri, Chavis Psuchas Asuris, the barrels of wine that are open are Asur, Chstumis Mataris, and what's the shear? Bechdei Shiftach V'yigayv V'tigayv. Says the Gemara, so we see here that Mishnah mentioned the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, and didn't quote that the Rabbanan disagree. So we see that obviously the Mishnah ultimately felt that the Halacha follows the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. Says the Gemara, Pshita. Says the Gemara, Rava came along and said, the Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And why did Rava say the Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Because we have a Stam Mishnah that says that the Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Says the Gemara, that's obvious. What is Rava saying that's a Chiddush? Answers the Gemara, that this part of the Mishnah is just a continuation of Shimon Gamliel's opinion. And in this case as well, perhaps the Rabbanon would disagree, Kamash Malan, that that's not the way to learn the Mishnah. Rather, Rava teaches us that we are to learn the Mishnah, that the Mishnah here is teaching us a halacha, a new halacha, and in this halacha, the Mishnah is paskling like Rav Shimon Gamliel, so we see that halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Says the Gemara, V'chim yachad kaim lakava say, the Rav Shimon Gamliel, ask the Gemara, now that we've established that we follow the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, the lochayis l'stuma, that we're not worried that if he only plugged it, ask the Gemara, how said Rav Elazar, the halacha is like Rav Elazar that we learned much early in the Masechta, and daf lamed aleph amud aleph, the lechayish lezuyufay, that when there's a seal on a bottle, Rav Elazar taught us we need not be concerned that the nachri is going to tamper with the seal. Hidna, so says the Gemara, if that's the case, my tamal emesvin chamri v'yadav t'kachavim, why are we so strict about leaving wine with a nachri? Why do we require a chaysim b'tai chaysim? If Rav Elazar over there taught us that nachrim are not accused of tampering with seals, Rav Shimon Gamliel say that nachrim have to do a lot in order to tamper with the seal. So why is chaysim b'chaysim chaysim required? Says the Gemara, Mishum Shaicha, we're concerned that the nachri may make a very narrow hole. And once the nachri makes a very narrow hole and pour out the wine, and if it's a very narrow hole, nobody will ever notice it. That's why the only time we could be lenient is when we have a proper chaysim tai chaysim. That will serve as a guarantee that the nachri did nothing.